Some researchers at West Virginia University have discovered that wild ginseng, a native and valuable medicinal plant, could be using specific birds to catch a ride into climates it's better suited for. Eberly Professor of Biology at WVU, Jim McGraw, has been studying ginseng from every angle for 18 years. Together with graduate students Amy Hrushka and Sarah Souther, his latest research tells an ecological story that might shed light on the plant's dwindling ability to propagate and perhaps to survive a changing climate. McGraw says it all kind of started with a simple question. Why does ginseng bear bright red berries?
When a plant evolves fleshy fruits like that, it usually means there's some kind of animal interaction going on, but we had no idea what that was.
So all around wild fruiting ginseng, game cameras were set, and for 3 years tripped by the occasional raccoon, possum, mouse, or turkey. But there was one pretty regular visitor, the wood thrush. Cousin of the robin, actually, distinguished by superior vocal abilities, which can be attributed to a double set of vocal cords. McGraw says after analyzing some 900 photos, they discovered the thrushes were in fact seduced by the bright red ginseng berries.
A few of these photos contained evidence of high-level interactions between the thrushes and the ginseng plant. A few of the photos showed that thrushes had ginseng berries in their beak.
It was kind of a breakthrough, and it spurred more investigation. The next thing to determine was how the seeds survived the thrushes, or if they did. McGraw and researcher Amy Hrushka found out there were captive thrushes living at the Tennessee Aquarium in Chattanooga and convinced the good folks there to let them feed ginseng berries to the birds. The researchers observed that the birds would eat the berries whole, then fly off. After 5 to 30 minutes, though, the thrushes and the ginseng seeds parted ways.
These birds would actually sit on a branch and start flipping their bills together, and a seed would pop out. So the berries were actually being ingested down into the digestive system, and then the seed was regurgitated, and they were completely viable seeds.
So the research team found ginseng's wild seed dispersers. And now a follow-up study is tracking thrushes during ginseng berry season to see where and how far they wander. It's the latest question commanding attention because, well, ginseng is threatened. Wild populations are increasingly rare. We know over-harvesting, deer browsing, and loss of habitat are major reasons for declines. But McGraw thinks this thrush research might indicate another threat to the survival of wild ginseng.
Wood thrushes, as common as they are, have actually declined over 50% in the last 50 years. They're one of the poster children for major songbird decline in the eastern deciduous forest.
Losing so many birds is very troubling because ginseng populations may well rely on thrushes not only to help disperse their seeds, but also to help them adapt to a changing climate. McGraw explains.
Another graduate student's research showed that each population of plants is adapted to its long-term temperature climate. So with climate warming, ginseng plants are going to actually have to migrate in order to follow their optimal environment.
Wild ginseng's range stretches from eastern Canada south through the eastern United States. But genetically, the ginseng populations vary and over ages have adapted to their specific regions. McGraw suspects thrushes could play an important role in helping ginseng survive by helping them migrate from their warming regions into cooler climates, if the birds themselves can survive. McGraw hopes continued research will provide more keys to understanding not only our diverse local ecosystems, but also conservation roles humans might play. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.